Y94.
Playhouse the morning. Zero and Rat in the Playhouse today. Maggie is ill. She's not feeling well, so she's gone again today. And maybe it's a day she would like to be gone because her least favorite segment is on the show today. In about 20 minutes, the trilogy concludes. Said we'd do three this year, and we'll do the third and final one of 2013 in about 20 minutes. Break up with them before the holidays, or B-U-W-T-B-F-T-H, as it's known here around the studios, in about 20 minutes on the program. I was reading an article this morning, and it said that the percentage of families that leave out cookies Christmas Eve for Santa Claus is going down, and a growing amount of people are leaving something out that isn't cookies. And it talks about a few things, but I don't want to read you the article. I want to pose a question to you. Are you a family that did or currently leaves something out for Santa that is not cookies? And if so, what is it you leave out for Santa Claus? I need to know. Is it muffins? Is it meatloaf? I'm just saying food items. Is it a slice of cold pizza? Whatever that might be, I would like to know. What is it you leave out for Santa Claus that is not cookies? 237 hits. You could text 35270. We were always a cookie family. Always. Sometimes I leave cookies on my own pillow so I can eat them in my sleep. Rat, cookie family?
Cookie family. However, we did have family friends that had a little bit different opinion of what Santa liked because they always left him chips and salsa.
Yum. Mmm. Well, you know, here's the thing, though. I mean, he's got a lot of traveling to do. He's got a lot of stuff to do that evening. Do you really want to put anything spicy in his system?
Could power his sleigh.
If he has to pull over at the Tesoro and hang out there for a little while, I mean, that would really take a chunk of time out of his night. And he's already kind of pressed for it. You know what I mean?
Why is Santa in our bathroom?
Exactly. Who's in there? Oh, nobody. Ho, ho, ho. What is it you left out for him that was not cookies? 237 hits, or always, you can text the Y94 Mobile Text Club at 35270.
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Oh, you guys are so made for each other.
It's fun. It's totally upbeat.
God, this feels so good.
Y94.
I love it.
3 degrees in the valley, 7:10 in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station that plays all the hits. We're the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero and Rat in the studio today with Maggie out ill. She's got that flu bug that's going around. Today's text message describing her ailments, a little less graphic than yesterday's, which I appreciate. Today was just still not feeling well. Yesterday she described in vivid detail what was coming out of her body. I didn't know we were that close. It was that moment I realized that Maggie and I have a deeper connection relationship than I ever wanted to have with anyone.
I don't want to picture you with that.
No, I don't want to picture anybody with that. Yuck. Been chatting about it, 237. It's you can text 35270. The thing you leave out for Santa Claus, or maybe you used to back in the day with your family, that is not cookies. There's an article that came out, and apparently less and less families are doing cookies. Still, that's the vast majority, but less are doing it, and now more people are starting to venture off and do other things. Now, I could be boring and just read you this list of things that it says people are leaving, but that's not very interesting to me. I'm asking. I want to know, what are you leaving that isn't cookies? 2378, you can text 35270. What is it for you?
Brownies and hot cocoa.
Oh, yum. Oh, yum. How'd that start?
It started with we had Christmas one year with a friend, and we decided instead of cookies, Santa wanted brownies.
Yum. Well, God, now I'm hungry for cookies and cocoa. Granted, I'm generally speaking always hungry. There's never a time I'm like, no, cookies and cocoa, brownies and cocoa does not sound good. Would you go for some brownies and cocoa right now?
Yeah.
I'd always go for some brownies and cocoa. What do you guys leave out that's not cookies?
We love carrot sticks and celery because my parents were health nuts.
So they were real health freaks, so they had to leave the veggies for Santa, huh?
Absolutely.
Yep. That is one that we're seeing quite a bit in the text club, is the people that left out vegetables. What else are you seeing there?
Somebody said, we put cookies out for Santa and carrots for the reindeer. We leave out nummy powdered donuts. We would leave out sugar cubes for the reindeer. My grandpa always left out a hit of whiskey for Santa. He said it helped warm him up.
Well, that's nice. I mean, it's considerate, right? Guy's out in the cold.
But he's driving.
Well, yeah, that's true. How much of the driving does he do and how much of it is the reindeer?
True, true.
As long as Rudolph is sober, which I don't think he is. I've seen that nose. I think he's got a problem. What you left out for Santa that was not cookies? 237 hits. You can text 35270. What'd you guys do in your family?
Well, we always used to leave blueberry muffins, and I never understood why until just a couple years ago that my dad loves blueberry muffins.
It was stealing from Santa Claus is what you're telling me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't be doing that. Santa does not appreciate when you steal his snacks. And for your family?
It was a cigar and a cold beer.
I bet Santa liked that change of pace from the cookies, huh? Thanks so much for calling in. What you left out for Santa that was not cookies? A couple more of those texts.
My mom left out Scotcheroo bars because she said Santa loved them. My parents always saved a box of Girl Scout cookies to leave for Santa every year. And barbecue-flavored potato chips. I don't know why.
I have some guesses. I think I might know why it might be potato chips. I have a funny feeling somebody heard that Santa really likes barbecue. Or maybe that's just what was in the pantry. What do we have?
True.
Here is a granola bar, Santa. Merry Christmas to you. Well, the article is basically saying the trend is more healthy foods so that Santa's a better example. So you're seeing a lot of actually granola bar type things, some rice cakes, yuck, you. And apparently vegetables is a really big thing now for Santa is vegetables. So and there's some dip there too, I guess, but they're trying to make him a better example is what the article's basically saying. Was there any last text you wanted to grab?
My family always left out traditional cookies, but instead of milk, we always left out a beer. When I was a kid, we left veggie sticks and apple juice. That's what we liked for snacks, so we thought he would too. Santa gets Doritos and a beer, because Santa probably had a more stressful Christmas than we did. With my kids, we've always made reindeer food, which we do by mixing multicolored glitter with brown sugar and let the kids go sprinkle it in the snow out in our yard.
Sarah Bareilles, Brave, in a couple of minutes. After that, break up with them before the holidays. That's in about 10 minutes on the show.
Zero, Rat, and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I'm just so laughing.
Y94.